WONY Oneonta, New York.
Thank you. Ball and Beats, happy Monday. Happy April. Yeah, sorry I'm late. I was in a interesting conversation. But with that being said, got a lot of basketball to talk about. Not too much football to talk about. Some music. And should be cool.
Drawing hearts, running names, and dreaming of writing vows, rocking cradles. Don't mistake my nice for naive. I don't waste a second. I know lots of guys. You do something suspect, as cute as bye-bye. Like, ooh, baby, you say you really like it being mine. So let me give you some advice. Boy, it's not that.
That was Good Graces, Sabrina Carpenter. A lot of basketball to talk about. Let me show this. Hi. A lot of basketball to talk about. Let's start with the Knicks. Jalen Brunson's back. It was a fun game yesterday. But honestly, it was great to have him back. Looked pretty okay. A little rusty, but hit a clutch three. Played a lot of minutes, so I think the ankle's gonna be fine. Came just in time, so he can reach the game minimum mark for awards and get a little ramped up for the playoffs. So I think we should be good on the Jalen Brunson front. But with that being said, yeah, man, OG Anunoby is really good, and I feel like I tried not to talk about Anunoby last week because I talked to him about the week before. But this is like a month straight where it's like he's just stacking these like crazy weeks of like he's averaging 20. I think he's averaging like 28 last like 15 games. And it's just, I think he's really just cut out some of those like mid-rangers. And honestly, anytime he gets the ball, he's shooting a three or he's running head first to the rim. and it's working, and it kind of looks like he has a plan going to the rim, because I don't think sometimes he's kind of just like freestyling other times. But it's kind of nice to see like this like mid-season, late season jump of him just being like uber aggressive, and it's been working. I've seen a stat where it was like he's averaging, I think he's had at least 23 in the last 10 games, and the last Nick to do that was Carmelo. I could be wrong. I could be misremembering like a certain word or whatever, but he's really good. And like, I'm not going to let the defense go unnoticed, because he's still like a black hole, and I mean that in a good way, on defense, where he was just like, if any like ball is in his vicinity, he's taking it. So it's kind of going to be really cool to see if he can carry this into the playoffs. He probably will, but it's going to be nice. Mikal Bridges had a good game yesterday. He's been pretty decent. Team's finally healthy. It's taking us to April 7th, but everyone's here. I'm pretty sure playoff standing is going to be solidified next week. So, yeah, we're locked into the third seed. We'll see what team we end up playing. It's probably going to be the Bucks or the Pistons. But honestly, I can't say that I'm worried about either team. From like the Bucks standpoint, it's kind of more like it's kind of just Giannis and friends. Can't really be too worried about anybody else there. Like, the Bucks just aren't a great team, or we're just flat out better than them. That's like, so you can pick away the choice you want. And then the Pistons, they're a good team, but we're just better. Like I'm not gonna be like, I'm not gonna pretend to be scared about the Pistons. I don't know, that's just me. But I just think they're like a year away from really making noise in the playoffs. And like, the Knicks are just seasoned. I mean, we've been in the playoffs like what, like 4 times the last 5 years. So, feeling pretty good, feeling pretty good. But as for the West, have been keeping up with the Grizzlies last week, ever since, you know, Taylor Jenkins. And I'm not going to lie, I think they flipped the switch. I think the vibes are a little bit better. Ooh, I might have a lisp. I think the vibes are a little bit better. Because I was watching the Heat game, and they were down. And I feel like a team that was kind of just like mail it in, didn't really want this new coach, or just really not like bought in, would have just like folded and let the Heat win. But they came charging. I don't know, something happened with Ja, but then he started like balling in the second half, and then he hit the game winner. Teams who come back from like double digit deficits and hit game winners aren't really teams that like are just not connected. And then I seen something earlier about like how, oh, they wouldn't be surprised if like the Grizzlies got swept by a team. I'm not gonna lie, I think the Grizzlies are kind of like tougher to play, because you kind of just don't know what to expect. I feel like with Taylor Jenkins, he's been the coach for 6 years, so it's kind of like, okay, well, I know exactly what I'm getting. But just making a switch this late into the season, kinda like, it's new. It's something that you got a game plan for, and it's just, you don't really have a lot of time to game plan for, because they're a completely different team than they were 2 weeks ago. So yes, watch out for the Grizzlies. But as for the West as a whole, hold on, I'm getting the standard. Give me a minute. Seeds 3 through 8 are like a game apart. So I'll just say this: if you're a team, you need to avoid the 8 and the 4. If you can avoid those seeds, aka not play the Thunder in the first round, or not play the Lakers, or like the Warriors in the second round, then you're golden. You're sitting pretty. Because as for right now, the Warriors, they have the 6th seed. I wouldn't really recommend them playing the Lakers in the first round. But if I'm like the Timberwolves, then it's, say I beat the Rockets first round, and then, oh, actually, no, you might have to go against the Lakers second round. I don't know about that. I don't know. The West is tough because the toughest West teams are in like opposite brackets, and yeah, top three West teams are easily like the Lakers, Warriors, and Thunder. I'm not in that order, but watch out for the Grizzlies. Watch out for the Grizzlies. But yes, when I come back, wait, am I forgetting something? Oh yeah, the Nuggets. I might have more Nuggets thoughts like next week or when they like eventually like lose in the playoffs. But and this is kind of like off of like walking up here and like just like thinking. I really don't feel too good about what they got going on in the playoffs. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm not gonna say they're at a, like they're at a crossroads, but I'll say, like, depending on what happens in the playoffs, they got some real, real things to think about.
Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. It left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Yeah. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Bright lights pass me in the city, it's emergency. I'm thankful cause I made it past my 30s, knowing me. Still remember vividly the nigga that pulled a gun on me. I'm petrified but moving like I got no sense of urgency. Pride making naked act way harder than he really be. Pride hide the shame of city, cut off all utilities. Pride hide the pain of growing up inhaling poverty. Pride making naked feel a way that you would follow me. Make it flash a thousand like he hit the lottery. Make a baby mama make shit harder than it gotta be. Make you have to take the to court to see a prodigy. Make you have to use your last resort and pull a robbery. Pride be the reason for the family dichotomy. Got uncles and some aunties that's too proud to give apology. Slowly realizing what the root of all my problems be. It got me feeling different when somebody said they proud of me. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Yeah. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Much money to count, what's the amount? 10 of a bounce. I got a pen to add it up, then pay somebody to make sure whatever amount he saying, I'm bagging up. Direct some racks, I'm racking up, stacking up. You reaching on acting up, break it down, weigh it up, not back it up. Make a five of mine, that's regular. Playing with us, that's negative. Go back to start, that's never. I'ma boss my closet leather. Ain't no off days on my schedule. Long as I live, we live forever. Told my twin it get better. You can then slip, let me ahead him. Got my feet up, I pay silly bands. They ass on the jet. I don't need them. That in the past, I'm feeling like what's next. Got my speed up, foot all on the gas. It's not a CA vet. I can beat them, I believe in me. Just tell me what's the bet. All my pride gone. Had to lose it all, then I got rich. I own five homes. Glad some of this starting to make sense. I'm staying hella focused. And I can't forget the bigger picture. I can't even hold you. I didn't have to. I won't forget it. Will I be destroyed? Come to me with everything. It's starting to get annoying. I'm addicted to this thing. It's crazy. I know it. All this money coming in. It drive me crazy. Not destroyed. I'll be crazy if I blow it. Pride is the devil. And I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
come back. I knew you come back, back. What do you call that? I knew you come back. I knew you come back. I knew you come back. I'm going OT for the week. Double OT for the weekend. Got me a freak and she geeking. She talk a lot when she peeking. Speaking about life drama and the current affairs. Just bury it there. I got enough problems, got no worries or cares. Spare you a ear. And she thinks me on the internet. She don't know me, that's the internet. She just get high off my intellect. I just get high till it give me new. My mind on this check.
You know what I'm saying.
My mind on this check.
Bitch, no, I ain't playing.
My mind on this check.
It's money of mine.
My mind on this check.
It's all on my mind.
Oh, you headed out of town with your best friend. I ain't front desk. You ain't got a check in. I knew you come back. I knew you come back, back. What do you call that? I knew you come back. I knew you come back. I knew you come back.
Lies, bushes, white Britain. I can't tell no lie. Time to pop it now. Empty bottles, empty promises. I can't tell no lie. Time to pop.
Distant cousin, brother, little sister. I see myself in the young ones. When I look in their eyes, I feel like a mirror. Carly on, all on my own. Cartier all on my arm. All I hear is sirens and car alarms. Going to war with no armor on. First time I seen a dead body, I was 14 and I felt depression. Like if I don't get it, I might end up next to him. I'ma take the dice and I'ma roll a 7. 7-7-7-7-11, it's 9-11 getting caught around. The hood America's lost and found, where niggas get lost and never found. All I ever wanted was to turn these G's into M's and the Mercedes key. Got it and I still felt incomplete. That's when I realized this shit was bigger than me. Bigger than me. When the whole town on their feet and they all just waiting on you to speak. That's when you realize that this is bigger than me.
All I wanna do is make the city proud, yeah. Wishing all the OGs could see me now, now, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you gon' realize that this is bigger than me.
The one that born, got that born, now it's born, started torn. Swear to God, that's when I realized this shit was bigger than me.
People in the same place 10 years later, man, that's pathetic. God talking to me telepathic, like it only happened if you let it. I can't spend my whole life looking at the same ceiling fan when I feel like I ain't got no ceilings, man. If I ain't special, why I feel it then? I gotta get on the road, I gotta be the one chose. I gotta come back and tell the greatest story they never told. This must be the feeling that you get when you know you close. And you know it's a way in even when the doors are closed. And realize this shit is bigger than me, yeah. Bigger than me. When the whole town on their feet and they all just waiting on you to speak. That's when you realize that this is bigger than me.
All I wanna do is make the city proud, yeah. Wishing all the OGs could see me now, now, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
even when you do stupid things that I have warned you about. You must get that from your daddy.
All right, that was Bigger Than Me by Big Sean. Okay. From now on, the Young Buck Report is going to be something different. I'm going to pick a rebuilding team, and we're going to talk. So I was doing a little bit of looking. And, like, I just think the Utah Jazz should be way better than where they're at right now. They're in like year three of this rebuild, and I don't really think they've made any progress within these 3 years. Like, you can't name me any like top prospects they have. Like, you can't name me any person on that team that's gonna, like, you know, 100% you're 100% sure they're gonna be on the team in 3 years. I don't know, because, like, if I go down the list, Taylor Hendricks, he broke his leg, so I don't know if he's going to be on the team at the end of his rookie deal. Like, we'll see. Like, I like him coming out the draft, but he hasn't really played, and he wasn't really, I mean, Will Hardy wasn't giving him too many, like, chances before he got hurt. And then their first-round pick this year, Cody Williams, hasn't been great at all, which I'm prepared to give him, like, way more time than 1 year, obviously, but still hasn't, like, gone great. And then, like, Walker Kessler, he's in trade discussions all the time. Isaiah Collier, he's honestly probably, like, him and Keontae George are probably, like, the only two guys that I feel, like, somewhat decent about in the next few years. But they're not, like a great fit together, so I don't know. They're probably gonna have to pick one. And then Bryce Sensabaugh, he gets some, but he has some talent. He can really, really score, but, like, it's kind of just like decent guys, but they don't really have like a cornerstone, or they don't even have like guys who, you know, for a fact can be like contributing pieces to a cornerstone. So it's just a lot of, we're in year three of this rebuild. All these teams that have rebuilt before are really, like, they're making progress. Like, the Blazers, they won 35 games. I don't even think they're a rebuilding team anymore. They're more in, like, the buying stage. They got, like, things to do with, like, Jeremy Grant and, like, Anthony Simons, and we'll see what happens with them. But outside of that, the Pelicans, I feel pretty good about their rebuild. I mean, quote-unquote, they had playoff aspirations. I think they've kind of had to do this rebuild by, like, force. But as for the Jazz, I'll get back on Jazz, I'm getting off track. They're kind of just, like, on the scale of rebuilds, they're kind of, like, not too high. Like, the Wizards rebuild is looking pretty good. Hornets, we don't know. That's, honestly, I might talk about them next week. Philly, kind of rebuild by, like, force, like Nets, Raptors, they're on, like, the up and up. So, yeah, and I just don't, like, they haven't gotten enough credit for not knowing what they're doing. Like, Lauri Markkanen is making a lot of money. He's making 30% of the cap, and I love Lauri Markkanen. But when do we start to believe that that's just not a good contract? Or just not, like, a crazy, crazy asset? And honestly, I'm kind of really surprised that they, like, signed him for that. I don't know, I feel like that was the time they should have traded him, but I guess maybe they thought their rebuild was going to be way better than it was, like, at this point. I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. I think this draft lottery has, like, a lot of pressure on them to just be, to, like, finally move this rebuild into the right direction with hopefully getting, like, a Cooper Flagg or a Dylan Harper or someone. Because if they end up with the fifth pick, it's just like, well, we've done this before. And now this draft is better than, like, the last 2 years, I think. Well, we'll see about the Wemby draft. But I don't know. They have some things they have to figure out. But if I had to pick, like, three players who I feel pretty decent about, I'd keep Isaiah Collier. I'd keep Taylor Hendricks. The APB is still out on Cody Williams. I was higher on him than a lot of people during draft time. I feel like during draft time, people kind of just thought he was a bum. I think he could be a pretty, like, a pretty good piece. But again, I think he's more of, like, a complimentary guy. So, like, you get a star, then what he's good at starts to, like, look a little better. Or, like, the team will start playing to his strengths a little more. I don't think Walker Kessler's part of the future. So, Collier, Hendricks. I guess Bryce Sensabaugh. I don't know. The team is not looking too good. I'm not gonna lie to you. They really need to start, like, hitting on these draft picks, because it's just not looking too good right now. But yeah, I'll be back. I'll be back in a minute.
What you do, you don't got your look so nice, being not nice, so rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time. Taking time, all the things are on your mind. They ain't going bad, bad, bad when I treat you right. I don't care how you look so nice. Girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't care you look so nice, but you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. 'Cause girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't care, you look so nice, you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you.
Big seven. First of all, press in peace, Virgil Abloh. Don't spill no drink on my clothes when I'm Louis B. dripping. Don't like stress in my dome and straight to the head when I'm 1942 sipping. Been wavy since morning. No, they talk to me in public. Mix my drink with a little Molly. To the Claro, Lamborghini driver. Ferrari 458 Italia. Happy living. Put your hands up, reach for the roof if you know you're with me. Don't like squares in my crew. If I call you my brother, then you best believe you're stuck with me. Been wavy since morning. I know go feed save you from nothing. So I beg you not disturb me. I know they carry over low. Ghetto gospel preacher. Two-time community service preacher. Right now I'm chilling for man. Getting busy in the city. Spinning, spinning till late to see for the listen.
That was Big Seven, Burna Boy. Oh, why is he talking on this? Hush. Okay, that was supposed to be an instrumental. I'm not just trying to hear West Side Gun. Burna Boy, Big Seven. Okay, we have this segment. I have a list. It's a story list today. So I've been thinking. I think I've had this idea for a while, but I was like, okay, I got to do this sooner than later, because I was watching some Mavericks game, and I'm watching Clay, and he looks miserable. He's like on the bench, just like mean mugging. It's just like, I don't know. He was mean mugging. So I'm thinking like, he really didn't sign up for this. So this is the list. So that's the list. What did I sign up for? Let's start with Clay. So let's rewind. Clay is in Golden State for 14 years, give or take 14 years. And you know, there was some contract stuff, and he's like, you know what? Matter of fact, hold on. Okay. That was a feeling instrumental. Clay's in Golden State for a long time, and he's like, and you know, him and the front office are having these issues with contract extensions, because the GM who's been signing him to extensions, he left. Bob Myers, he's gone. So he wants a new extension. And the Warriors are like, we kind of want to play the young guys, and we just don't know how much money we realistically want to pay you. And so yeah, he really didn't have the happiest last year in Golden State. I think it included him being benched and just, yeah, not too great. So then off season, he's like, you know what, I think it's time for me to go. And there were some choices. He thought about the Lakers, but he was just like, nah, I think he was like, that's too big of a market or whatever. So then he was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Dallas. I'm going to go play with Luka. I'm going to go play with Kyrie. We have championship aspirations. You know, coming off a finals appearance. This is the perfect spot for me. Season starts. Not shooting that great. Gets hurt. Comes back. Everything's fine. Luka has some injuries. Blah, blah, blah. And then one February night, Luka gets traded to LA. And then he's like, oh, okay, that's different. But you know, we got Anthony Davis, still have Kyrie here. Okay. Then Anthony Davis goes down first game in a game where he was playing really, really good in. And then it's just like, okay, that's fine. I mean, he's going to be back eventually. And then Kyrie tears his ACL. And here we are now, where it's just like, I don't know where this team is going to be next year, but I thought I was going to be playing basketball mid-April, and I'm going to be at home fishing mid-April. So it's just, yeah, man, Klay, out of all these players I'm going to name, he definitely has it the worst. He did not sign up for this. I don't even know where he'll be next year, but who knows? It might not be the Mavericks. And the crazy thing is, he could have been on the Lakers. But I don't know. That's honestly like a crazy what if. Like, if he's still on the Lakers, I mean, he probably ends up still getting traded. But is he in that trade to Dallas? I'm probably not for contract stuff. But yes, Klay. Yeah. Gets the award for they set me up. Like, this was not the team he was supposed to be in. Second person, DeMar DeRozan. A little bit similar scenario. Well, kind of. He's in Chicago. He's been there for a while. Made an All-NBA team. Made a few All-Stars. Have been in the playoffs. But at a certain point, Bulls were heading to a rebuild. Didn't want to resign there. So he's like, you know what? It's time for me to head out. I want to go back to the West Coast. On a team with some playoff aspirations. I just want to be in the playoffs, and I just want to be in California. So then, he gets that wish. He's going to Sacramento, playing with De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, two All-NBA players, Mike Brown's there. So he's feeling pretty good. He's feeling pretty good about California. He got his wish. They start off not too great, but then go on a bit of a run in, I want to say, mid-November. So things are going great. And then things don't go great because then they kind of fall off a little bit. They fire Mike Brown, hire Doug Christie. Things are kind of going decent with Doug Christie first week and a half. And then, again, out of the blue, De'Aaron Fox is just like, you know what, guys? I don't want to be here. And I'm probably not going to sign an extension. So you guys should probably trade me. So then he gets sent to San Antonio. And then for who? To reunite with Zach LaVine. So he's playing with Zach LaVine. And here we are now. Kings, they're in the play-in. So it's kind of just like the Bulls days. But I don't really think he went to Sacramento to be in the play-in. I think he really wanted top six seeds, like a top six seed team. And he's kind of just on the West Coast Bulls now. And who knows what happens with that team. Sabonis could probably be traded. Don't know where. That's a whole nother can of worms that I'm not even going to open right now. Because it's kind of really tough to find a destination for Sabonis. And then, yeah, LaVine and DeMar are there. We'll see what happens with DeMar. Probably ends up wanting out. But I'm pretty sure his next year on his contract is guaranteed. So yeah, that's the DeMar thing. Still there, not what he signed up for. Tyrese Maxey, this is a special one. This is a special one. Okay, last year, if you rewind last year, Maxey was by himself. Embiid was in and out with injuries. And it was just him, Tobias Harris, and yeah, that was pretty much it. Maybe Drummond too. And he's just doing everything on offense. He is the offense. Now, this is nice and all, but eventually, like, a guy really wants to go play with some help, but his help is just isn't there. And like, don't forget, he was supposed to be extended the offseason before that season. But Daryl Morey was like, yeah, trust the process. no pun intended. Trust the process. We're going to hold the max slot. So you can't sign this deal now, but you're going to get the max next year. Tyrese Maxey is like, cool. Next year, I'm going to have Embiid back. I'm going to have whoever we sign with this max slot. We're going to have a good team. We're going to be top three, top four in the East. Cool. They signed Paul George. They're getting ready for this new season. And then Joel Embiid gets hurt. And he's not going to be in, like, playing in the season opener. And he's like, okay, that's fine. I have Paul George. But then we quickly realized first few games, even with some on and off injuries from Paul George too, Paul George might be washed. And that's not what he signed up for. So you fast forward now, and a good chunk of the season, it's kind of the same situation he's been in with no Embiid and a lot of missing pieces. He had Jared McCain for like 2-3 weeks, but he also got hurt too. So now he has been sidelined for the rest of the season, but a good chunk of that year it was him and Kelly Oubre. That's it. Yeah, kind of back to back.